Well, guess what? We've got a military international drone racing tournament here in Sydney, and it's starting on the 21st of October. Well, actually, it's starting on Thursday and going through to the 21st of October. In this lead-up to the Invictus Games, the world-first event will be flying directly over the heads of Sydneysiders, with teams from across the Commonwealth and Thailand taking part. Well, I spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Kieran Joyce, the Australian Army's Capability Manager for Drones, and he asked what's happening and how is it transforming the Australian Army.
This is the Military International Drone Racing Tournament. How did it start? It started at a national competition last year, I understand.
The Army Drone Racing Team was formed in the middle of 2017. We wanted to put together a team and a club to compete at the Australian Drone Nationals, and we put an ad in the paper, and a bunch of soldiers from around the country volunteered, and we sent them to Drone Nationals to compete.
This seems like a fairly interesting and new sport. Is this something that came from Australia?
It did have a strong genesis in Australia. And about the same time that we formed up an Australian Army drone racing team to compete in national competitions, so did the British Army. And we got together over Facebook and scoped doing a international military drone racing competition. And that's the genesis of what's happening this week at the inaugural first ever military international drone racing tournament in Sydney.
And how many countries are participating in this inaugural event?
We have four countries providing full teams, so Australia, New Zealand, UK and Thailand. And we have a couple of observers and individual entries from a couple of other countries as well. Australia's actually entered a couple of teams for the Australian Army, the Australian Air Force, Australian Army Cadets, and Defence Science and Technology Group have all entered full-strength teams.
This is something different for people in the Army to do as opposed to your classic rugby. And I understand there's a lot of outreach here and people teaching themselves these skills that they need for drones. Is this something that is desirable within the Army? Is it something that's perhaps a movement in Australia or within perhaps even Sydney?
We think it is. We think the generals think that as well. There is a new generation of young soldiers that want to do contemporary hobbies and sports, and drone racing, hacking competitions, cyber sports, e-sports are all things that young soldiers are interested in, and we want to foster that for them. The other really interesting point here is that these kids, they're not going to TAFE or to university to learn these skills. They're self-teaching themselves how to code, how to solder, how to do data links, how to make videos, aerodynamics, mechanics, electronics.
So do you have digital gyms for these guys to train at for events like these?
Yes, we do. So all drone racing tracks are fully able to be run on simulators, and in the case of the Military International Drone Racing Tournament this week, we've had the track loaded up on our simulation system for over a fortnight. So everybody's already had the chance to fly the tracks and get used to the tracks before they come here. And that's not just self-flying. They can race online when they're internet-enabled as well. That's the digital gym piece, but then we can also do it as regular sports training as well.
And how are our chances, the Australian chances, of being the top dog in the competition?
We think they've got a pretty good chance. Some of our races are nationally competitive. They have already qualified in the top ranks of qualification times for this year's national competition. But we know that on an Australian level, they are very competitive. We know we've got some interesting and very competitive people coming in from England and from New Zealand as well. So competition's going to be fierce, but I've got my money on the Australian team. We have some class races there.
As we know, the drone racing is in the lead-up to the Invictus Games. Is this in support of it?
It is. So as well as being contemporary from a sports perspective, it is also highly adaptive. You don't need to be an elite physical sportsmen to participate in drone racing. And from an army perspective, if we have a soldier that is on a very long rehabilitation program or may have been permanently disabled due to their service, but if they've still got full functionality in their hands, thumbs and eyes, they can still be an elite sportsman when it comes to or sports person when it comes to drone racing, either as an alternative to elite physical sports, or as part of their rehabilitation program, where they might be having a very slow program of rehabilitating their lower body over 12 months. They can keep their mind and their fine motor skills very sharp with drone racing. And because of that, we are pitching it as a possible inclusion in future programs for Invictus Games or Paralympics because of that adaptive nature of the sport and its appeal to a younger generation.
Lieutenant Colonel Kieran Joyce, ending that report there by Henry Tye.